This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arms-length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey everyone, welcome back. You're now listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. As we've done in the last few weeks, I am replaying what I think are some of the more important company updates that I recorded throughout this week. I'm starting off here with Heliostar Metals. The company released initial drill results from its project in Alaska, and the drill results were very good, so that's why I'm highlighting this company in this first segment. I hope you all enjoy. Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Heliostar Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol HSTR, and on the OTCQX market under the symbol HSTXF. Shad and I are chatting with the President and CEO, Charles Funk, and Charles, we're following up on some very good drill results released just yesterday, June 16th. These drill results coming from the Unga project in Alaska, and more specifically, the Apollo target. Headline numbers here, 88.3 grams per ton gold over 3 meters and 19.3 grams per ton gold over about 4.5 meters. These holes are 500 meters apart, too. Hole 2 was the 88 gram per ton, and hole 3 was that other result there of the 19.3 grams per ton. But there's also some other intersects within that hole 3. I'm going to post a link to the news release so everybody can follow along on the full table of drill results there. But Charles, start us off, please, with these initial drill results. Just 4 holes out of 27 that are already drilled at this Apollo target. These first holes, obviously very encouraging. What does that mean for the exploration here moving forward?
Yeah, thanks, Corey. They're spectacular results, aren't they? Especially just at the start. So, you know, your listeners will know about our high-grade resource at SH1. And for the people who have been following closely, they'll have known that we've got some other pretty good targets. And so the story of Apollo is quite interesting. It was Alaska's first underground gold mine. It produced 130,000 ounces at 10 grams per ton at the turn of last century. But they stopped mining. They stopped mining because they got into base metal-rich material that they couldn't produce from. And despite that, they showed all these excellent zones of mineralization. And then the project really went quiet, and surprisingly, it wasn't drilled at all until the early 1980s. And there's kind of an interesting detective story. There was this old mine manager called Frank Brown, and we've got his diaries and some of his old reports. And in the mid-30s, about 15 years after the mine closed, he drew these maps of the underground workings. And the group in the 80s drilled them exactly where he drew them on the piece of paper, but didn't get very good results. In fact, didn't really hit the vein at all. And so we found those collars and we went back and looked at all the data. And it became really clear to us that there was a registration issue, that they were probably out by sort of 50 to 100 metres to the north. So we went the brute force approach this year. We literally just did fences of RC holes in the Sitka and Apollo Shaft 2 area, and we found the vein about 100 metres south. So we found the alteration zone, and then we found the vein. And the grades, as you said, absolutely spectacular. So now we've got it over 700 metres a strike, over 140 metres vertically. The Sitka hole hit 4 separate veins, you know, high-grade gold veins and base metal-rich veins. So there's a lot going on, and we're just at the start.
So I'm going to post that figure 1 also below this interview so everyone can see where these drill results came from. They are those the yellow dots with the black outline. Charles, mention or dive a little bit into the shallow nature of these results, too. You said you have a vertical range of 140 meters, but the high-grade results here, they're much shallower than 140 meters.
Exactly. The veins come to surface or just below surface. There's a little bit of overburden that's masked some of this. So, yeah, the intercepts are at 13 metres, 20 metres, 40, 50 metres down the hole. So extremely shallow. It's, you know, it's a cliche to say you should look in and around old mines, but it's almost incredible to believe that a mine that had this high grade, where the old miners told you where the ore was and what the grade was, that it just hasn't been drilled. It's an amazing opportunity for us.
So when it comes to, I guess, these other holes that are already drilled, really you are still, because this is the first drill program here that you guys have undertaken, you're getting an understanding of what the mineralization could be. So how do the rest, already the 27 holes that are drilled in here, how's it going to play into the big picture strategy of the project?
Yeah, so we have multiple parallel veins. The Sitka zone, the Apollo zone, is over 2 kilometres. So our big goal, as we've stated repeatedly, is to lift the nearly 400,000-ounce resource up to 1 million ounces. And so this is a huge step forward on this. Effectively, we've almost got to move forward with resource drilling at Apollo. We know we can get a considerable re-rating on delivering that first 1 million ounces, and that'll allow the environmental work, the studies, the permitting to bring Unga back into production. And then in the big picture that you asked about, we want to show that this district can become a multi-million ounce district. It's a huge package of ground. In fact, our VPX told me something really cool yesterday, that outside of the resource, we will drill more holes this summer, more meters of drilling this summer than's been drilled in the entire history of the Unga project. That's how unexplored this district is.
Well, Charles, speaking of how unexplored it is and all the extra drilling you're doing this season, I had asked you last time we talked about, you know, which project did you like the best between Apollo, SH1, and Aquila? You said you had a friendly bet going on and that you had sided on the Apollo side, and it looks like you're off to a good start in your bet. But you mentioned offline that your VPX has a dog in the fight still with some of the drilling you're doing at Aquila and SH1. Could you bring our audience up to speed on the fact that you're also drilling those targets as well and where things are at in that part of the exploration campaign?
Yeah, so from our last conversation, we bought 3 rigs to site in April. We're already 36 holes into the program. These are just the first 4 results. The diamond drill rig is continuing under the resource at SH1. We think we can grow that. These are the first results from Apollo that are really showing the potential here. And then, yeah, our VPX loves Aquila, and I do too. It's a fantastic project where we made a discovery last year, a fantastic prospect. And so we've got 5 holes completed following up that discovery last year. He's given me a good head start, but it's, I think, between the 3 of those, you know, we're just stepping out from previous gold hits. This is not wildcat drilling, and that's why we're so confident about getting to that 1 million ounces.
So then, Charles, there is a comment here that talks about the Apollo Sitka trend is over 2 kilometers long, and drilling to date has tested 725 meters of that trend, but you do have the 7,000-meter fully funded program. What do you think the possibility is here of seeing mineralization across this whole 2-kilometer trend?
Yeah, so just talking about Apollo, you know, we think there's anywhere, you know, it could easily be bigger than 1 million ounces. Just the combination of the strike length and that you're stacking parallel veins next to each other, that's what gives you the ability to add resources quickly. The advantage of bringing the RC rigs is we've got so many meters quickly. We're very confident that we're going to exceed that 7,000 meters within the current budget. We're already well ahead of schedule. So if we can deliver the framework of that 1 million ounces, then we can come back and drill that off next year and put that into resource. And obviously that comes with a huge re-rating that journey. I think in some of our early calls, you know, we talked about, well, this is what we think we can deliver. The results from yesterday and today's conversation is definitely showing a material step towards that.
All right, we are out of time for this segment on the radio, but to hear that full interview, it was featured on our website on Thursday, the first posting out there. Charles and I also spent some more time getting into the future exploration plans, as well as where the drills are turning currently. If you have any follow-up questions for Charles regarding these results or any of the future drilling, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Everybody, stick around. I'm going to be right back featuring another company update from the week.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing on with the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am replaying an interview with a new silver explorer focused in Peru with a 7,500-meter drill program planned. The company is Mantero Silver. I hope you all enjoy this interview. It's an interesting new silver explorer. Hey, everyone. Welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am introducing a new company, really, to the TSX Venture Exchange and on our show. The company is Mantero Silver, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MSLV. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Chris Wilson. Now, Chris, again, as I said, this is a new company. It just started trading on the Venture Exchange in June. The strategy here is in Peru. Can you first just start us off, please, with a summary of why Peru and what are the big picture plans here for the company in Peru?
Why Peru? Well, essentially, it's an extraordinarily good mining jurisdiction. The infrastructure's there. Everything else is there. Now, I used to work for Robert Friedland in sort of 2003, 2004, as the Soviet Union collapsed. Everyone thought they'd charge off into those parts of the world. And we very quickly found out that the money was there, the infrastructure was there, and we couldn't deploy dollars. So, you know, there's less and less places in the world where you can go and deploy dollars safely and have a good chance of, you know, a very significant high-grade discovery. In Peru seemed to fit the bill. We were there late 2019 consulting, and it became apparent that a lot of high-grade silver deposits were somewhat unloved. COVID started to happen. People started to leave. The industry shut down a little bit, and we were able to pick up two very nice high-grade projects at a really market discount, I believe. We were slightly ahead of the curve. It was somewhat of a perfect storm that came together. Great mining jurisdiction, good opportunity for high-grade discovery.
Let's talk about the company's flagship project then, the 100% owned Santa Gloria high-grade silver property. Now, we already have seen some underground channel samples in a news release from June 2nd that showed some high-grade silver and also a couple high-grade gold samples as well on a couple different veins on this project. Give us a background on what drew you to the Santa Gloria project and the work that's going to be undertaken here in the near term.
Yeah, I think to backtrack just a little bit, you know, I've been a consultant in 76 countries, 30 years, usually on the money side, looking at projects. What I wanted to try and find was projects where we could get 100%, you know, where the deal structures were sensible, so there were no, you know, no caveats or nothing that was going to come along down the track. You know, we could weather market sentiment on these the deals we've got in place. I wanted them to be high grade, and I wanted them not to have been drill tested. So, you know, most people think of a non-drill tested project is early stage grassroots. In what was nice about Santa Gloria and San Jose is they've been held by private Peruvian companies that have gone underground on these veins. So there's limited production. You can get underground, you can look at the veins underground, and that past production and that access demonstrated the thesis. Steeply dipping to vertical veins, mineable widths in very high grade. So that was really the attraction, you know, the ability to take 100%, some mining that demonstrated, you know, real potential and never drill tested. Because, you know, you've got to be pretty special to say we're going to do something different to the four companies that have gone before you. So, you know, we've up at Santos Glorious, we've got over 16 veins in vein splays, over 12 kilometers of veins, in places up to 5 meters wide, multi-phase and brecciated, never been drill tested in high grade underground. I mean, the highest grade sample we took underground was over 10,000 parts per million silver. That's about 320 ounces. We had a lot over 100 ounces, you know, a significant number above 15 to 20 ounces silver. The gold component you allude to, the veins, when they outcrop at surface or leach, they're oxidized. You leave metal outside in the rain, it rusts. So most of the base metals is leached out of the veins. And if you get above 3 ounces silver, it's highly significant because of that. What we didn't expect to find was gold samples up to 56 grams per ton. So it looks like we've sort of got an intermediate sulfidation silver base metal system with possibly a low sulfidation overprint at the end bringing in the gold. So it's a very healthy system in terms of gold and silver precious metals, base metals, and all the other attributes.
So, Chris, I wanted to get you on the show right away because, A, this is a newly listed company, but you also have a planned 7,500-meter drill program to test out five different targets or vein systems on this project. Give us a little bit more insights on the targets, these near-term drill targets that will be tested this year.
Okay, well, the two of the veins, San Jorge and Tembladera, is where the underground workings were. And we're talking very small workings, you know, 100 meters vertically, 150 meters along strike on the vein. So we've been able to get underground on those. We know the high grade is there. We know where they were mining. And the depth extension of those areas are obviously high priority targets. You know, if you go right under where they were mining, that's got to be a good place to start. Add to that the surface anomalies on top of those veins. You know, San Jorge, we've got a 450 meter zone at surface that's very anomalous in silver, despite being leached. We've got three small stopes underneath it, and our best silver assay was up to 3,200 grams per ton. So drilling beneath and to the side of the two veins that were mined before, we deem to be relatively low risk in an obvious place to start. It's worth understanding that the small-scale miners in Peru never sunk shafts. They walked down the valley, went horizontal in on the vein, and then mined upwards using gravity to take the water out in the ore. Santos Glorious is a little bit unusual. We've got a large sort of flat plateau up on the top, and this is where most of the 12 kilometers of veins are. Because they couldn't get down the valley on these, they were untouched. The northern veins, no underground workings, but they've got very significant silver anomalism and up to 56 grams gold. So our plan is to drill multiple holes off one pad, target in the vein, you know, 50 to 100 meters down. Don't try and complicate the science. Go undergrade, keep it safe, and try and drill out from there. So we'll start on the areas that have got underground workings and are super high grade, and then we'll move to three of the veins that only have surface anomalism and drill under those. Easy access to all of them, all good.
All right, that's our time for this second segment. To listen to that full interview, because Chris and I do chat for about another 5 to 10 minutes, you can visit our website and click on the posting from Monday, June 14th. It is worth your time to listen to that full segment. And you know what? Send me, again, your questions for Chris regarding any of the plans and also your thoughts on what's going on in Peru, because after that last election, I've been getting a lot of emails, and I love hearing from all of you guys in terms of what you think is happening in Peru and how that's going to affect some of these miners and exploration companies.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A tropical storm makes landfall. Tropical storm Claudette coming ashore this morning in southeast Louisiana. Knee-deep flooding reported in Slidell in parts of Mississippi. A Georgia hospital system among the latest victims of a cyber attack. Savannah's largest hospital chain, St. Joseph's Candler, hit this week with a ransomware attack. No word on who attacked the faith-based nonprofit or why. Cyber attacks, a recent topic of conversation between President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on the message Biden wants to send to Russia and other countries.
If other countries continue to attack us in any way, then we reserve the right to use all means at our disposal to protect our people, to protect our gas pipelines, to protect our water systems.
Sullivan also tells CBS News Biden told Putin in their meeting if attacks continue, the U.S. will have no choice but to take responsive measures against Russia, including in cyber. This is USA Radio News. A man sanctioned for human rights abuse is now Iran's president-elect. Ibrahim Raisi elected president today, the 60-year-old chief justice sanctioned by the U.S. and EU for his human rights record. Raisi allegedly involved in the mass execution of political opponents over 30 years ago. A COVID variant spreading across the U.S., the Delta variant first detected in India 8 months ago, now in at least 41 states. President Biden saying Friday the Delta variant will leave some areas very hurt.
It's a variant that is more easily transmissible, potentially deadlier, and particularly dangerous for young people. But the good news is we have the solution. The science and the data are clear. The best way to protect yourself against these variants are to get fully vaccinated.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky telling ABC Friday the Delta variant could become the dominant strain in the U.S. soon. California allowing residents to get digital copies of their vaccine records. State health officials Friday launching a website where residents can download the digital copies to prove they have been fully vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. In this segment, I am featuring another company update that was posted on Monday. This one from Metallic Minerals and the start of a 10,000-meter drill program at the Keno Project in Yukon. I've received a lot of emails about Metallic Minerals, so that's why I'm replaying it on this weekend show for all of you to hear again in case you missed it. I hope you all enjoy. Hey, everyone. Welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Metallic Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MMG and on the OTCQB under the symbol MMNGF. Chad and I are chatting with the CEO and chairman, Greg Johnson. Now, Greg, we're going to recap the news that came out on June 9th, the starting of a 10,000-meter, at least 10,000-meter drill program at the Keno Silver Project in Yukon. But before we get into that, just bring everybody up to speed on this Keno Silver Project, where it is in the Yukon. What attracted you to this project, please?
Yeah, you bet. Well, great to be back on the program, Corey. We are working in the historic Keno Hill Silver District, which some of your listeners may be familiar with our neighbor, Alexco Resources. They just went back into production on one of the highest grade silver mines in the world. Q4 of last year, still ramping up, but things are looking great. They just announced, I think, a 20% expansion of their reserves. So lots happening in the district. And that's actually the third mine in Yukon to come on stream in the last year and a half. So exciting to see the industry moving forward. You know, over the last several years, we consolidated the second largest land position in the Keno district. 40 different parcels that we pulled together plus staking on our own. We've been building on the work that Alexco has done, great work in terms of understanding the controls to these large high-grade silver deposits and bringing in some new thinking and models, to the story on our own in terms of new things that we're seeing, and particularly on the eastern part of the district where much of our holdings are concentrated. So we're going into what will be our largest drill program to date at Keno Hill. Last year we were about a 7,000 meter program. We're doing at least 10,000 meters with multi drills this year. Getting started earlier than last year. There were a lot of kind of slow startup last year with the COVID concerns and everything. This year we've got those under our belt. We're well financed. And so, yeah, kicking off a program that we're excited to deliver on some of those new areas of discovery we identified last year, and continuing to step out and expand on some of the advanced stage targets where we're building mineral inventories.
Okay, so three general areas that are going to be the focus of this drill program. We'll walk one by one through these. Let's start with the East Keno area. It is first highlighted in that news release. I will also post a link to that news release so everyone can read along. Take us through the East Keno area. What has you excited? Where are the main targets here?
Yeah, so this is an area that historically it was recognized that the geologic setting was comparable to the central and western part where most of the historic mining has taken place in the district. But because of lack of road infrastructure until fairly recently and very patchwork land ownership, it just really hadn't seen a lot of exploration focus. So we were able to go back and build on work that was done by Alexco's predecessor in this area back in the 1960s. As far as we could tell, no one had followed up on that soil sampling and rock sampling work that they had done. And so we sent teams out a couple of years ago to start collecting the very first soils, the very first rocks, to do the first geophysics. And out of that work came 12 separate multi-kilometer high-level silver and soil anomalies and coincident magnetic geophysical anomalies. And this was really quite exciting because it demonstrated yes, we have the same geology and we can see these structures trending off of the more developed part of the district. And the scale of these anomalies, which are multi-kilometer in length, are the kind of things that, in my experience in the exploration industry, we go looking the world for. And here we found a dozen of them in our backyard in one of the best silver districts in the world. So last fall, 2020, we undertook the first drill program out here. Really testing those soil and geophysical anomalies for the first time. There had never previously been a drill hole past the central part of the district. We came in here with a reverse circulation drill, recon style, and basically popped 30 holes into a variety of those anomalies and came away with 26 out of 30 hits. Not only classic high-grade Keno-style stuff that's running 500 to 1,000 gram plus silver grades, but we found areas where you had continuous mineralization anywhere from 10 to 40 meters in width at potential bulk tonnage grade. So this was super exciting. It really was a proof of concept program that demonstrated, one, that the Keno District continues for at least another 10 kilometers with the same geology, and two, that there's not only the same style of mineralization that we see on the west, but potentially a bulk tonnage style here on the east. And the scale of these anomalies is suggestive that, the footprints of these systems could be very significant and could be a real game changer for the district.
So approximately out of that 10,000 meters or initial 10,000 meters, how much is going to be focused on East Keno?
Yeah, we're getting started out there first. We want to follow up on that Fox target area that we drilled last year where we had those successful hits. And so that'll be the first area of drilling, starting with, a reverse circulation drill. And then we'll be adding a core drill to the more advanced stage targets in the central and western parts of the district. Right now it's probably about 50-50 between East Keno and the advanced stage target in terms of the meterage. But we may add a third drill if needed to cover the ground that we want to cover. And, of course, we do want to test some of those untested soil anomalies based on the success we had on that Fox target last year there on the east.
Well, Greg, as far as just circling back real quick to what you said about the bulk tonnage targets, in addition to the high-grade targets, how do you see some of the drilling, especially maybe some of the discovery drilling you're doing this year on those other 10 targets you've identified, how do you see that playing in to the overall plan for the company? Could there be a scenario where the bulk tonnage targets, you've got an open pit scenario in tandem with an underground mine? Is that what's maybe informing some of the drilling decisions, and could that be an option?
That is exactly one of the elements here that's really exciting. Classic Keno would be maybe a shallow open cut, but really most of these are selective underground mines. That's certainly what Alexco is focused on. And, you know, very compact, very high grade. You don't have to move a lot of tonnage to have a lot of metal. Keno stands out in those style of systems as, you know, in the top couple of percent in the world for grade. We see those same style of structures on the east, but what we're seeing in addition is we're seeing pervasive alteration and silicification in these areas that might suggest that we have an intrusive source below those deposits. And we know now in the industry that many of the high-grade vein districts are closely associated with nearby intrusive systems, porphyry systems or what have you. It can be kilometers away, but there's almost always an intrusive driver. And what suggests to you is scale. It suggests that if you've got a system, and let's say we're deeper in the system erosionally on the east, that we might be seeing something like some of the settings that we see in some of the biggest deposits for silver in the world, like Peñasquito and other South American deposits, where you have both high-grade structures, but you also have fracture zones and breccia zones that can add up to bulk tonnage and can potentially be open pit mined. And the tenor, the grades that we're seeing in this initial round of drilling from last year on those targets is comparable to the grades that you see in some of those bulk, you know, tonnage deposits. So not the ultra high grade in terms of bulk, but grades that would be comparable to some of the biggest bulk tonnage silver mines in the world.
All right, that wraps up our time for this segment, the third segment of the second hour. And again, I've been receiving a lot of comments and questions, actually, for the Metallic Group of Companies. It's an interesting group of companies and one that we are continuing to follow along with the start of that 10,000-meter drill program. We have a lot of catalysts coming from Metallic Minerals, so that goes with a lot of exploration companies out there that are cashed up and drilling, especially in the northern part of Canada and the U.S. Everyone, stick around. I'm going to be right back finishing off with another company starting another 10,000-meter drill program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back. Here we are wrapping up the weekend edition of the KE Report and sticking kind of on theme for the tail end of the show here, featuring another company that is starting up shortly a 10,000 meter drill program. The company is Dolly Varden Silver, another company that I get a lot of comments about. So I hope you all enjoy this interview. Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're kicking off today, Monday's daily editorials, with a company update from Dolly Varden Silver Corp, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol DV, and on the OTC markets under the symbol DOLLF. Shad and I are chatting with the President and CEO, Sean Kun-Kun. Now, Sean, it's been a few months since I had you on the show and really reintroduced this company. It was back in the middle of April. So for all of our new listeners, I want you to bring us real quick up to speed, an elevator pitch in terms of Dolly Varden Silver, the focus in the Golden Triangle at mostly the Dolly Varden Silver project, but you do hold another project, and there is going to be some drilling. Bring everybody up to speed on the company's main goals and strategy here, please.
Corey, grateful to be on and grateful for the opportunity. High level, Dolly Varden, it's a vehicle for silver investors, maximum leverage to rising silver prices. We have a past producing high grade silver mine in BC's Golden Triangle. The mine produced 20 million ounces of 500 gram material. Last in production in 1959, it shut down because the price of silver was 85 cents an ounce. Much of that deposit was left intact. So the 44 million ounces that we have today, and the bulk of those are in the indicated category. We have a high degree of confidence in our high-grade resource. So we've got this cornerstone resource, and then we've got a tremendous amount of prospectivity. Only about 3% of the property has been explored.
Now the exploration, that's what I really want to focus on here, because June 7th, company issued a news release that was the mobilization of some of the resource and expansion drilling at this Torbit silver deposit. Now that is within the Dolly Varden silver property. A total of 10,000 meters is planned. Sean, give us the goals of this program. How are you splitting up that 10,000 meters? What do you hope to get out of that?
So that's a great question. We've got $22 million in the bank, so we can be far more aggressive than the phase one 10,000 meters that is planned. But the initial drill holes that are planned, 50% of them are going into the Torbert mine, which produced and which has the bulk of the resource. So the goal there is to infill, to expand, to extend, to grow this mine, but also to bring some of the inferred ounces into the indicated category. And my experience is when you drill around a mine, you find more. So we fully anticipate, as we did last season, we had a lot of success around Torbert, twofold. We had success on step-out drilling, where we're finding more, we're adding ounces. But we also had success in infill, where some of the historic drilling that was done back in the 1960s had understated the grade and the thickness. So last year, one of our headline holes was 45 meters of over 300 grams of silver. This is a wide ore body. It's a thick ore body. It's a high-grade ore body. It's got great continuity, and it's pure silver. Now, the other 5,000 meters of drilling, Corey, is really exciting because this is where we can really move the needle. So we've got this Torbert horizon where we've got multiple other deposits. Some of them have produced, like the Dolly Varden mine, which produced over 1 kilo silver grades. One of the targets that's along strike is the Wolf mine, which is makes up part of the resource. But where we can demonstrate another Torbert is on this Torbert horizon. So we're out there gunning for the next 50 million ounce silver target. We want to take this property over 100 million ounces of silver.
Sean, do you think that's possible with this drill program? Are you guys planning on issuing an updated resource at the end of this? Do you have the meterage to add that many ounces, or what's a reasonable goal at the end of this program?
I think a reasonable goal, again, with the drill bit, you just don't know what you're going to find. You know, we're just south of Eskate Creek, which produced 200 million ounces of 2,000 gram per ton silver. You know, we're set in the same rocks. We're in the same region. So is it possible for us to find another 50 million ounce silver deposit? Absolutely. We wouldn't be out there exploring and we wouldn't have raised the capital we've raised if that wasn't the case. That is the goal. I see this belt as the potential to hold not only in excess of 100 million ounces of silver, but we're also doing some work just west of the silver trend. So there's a gold trend coming over from Homestake Ridge. Homestake Ridge is a 1 million ounce gold deposit with 20 million ounces of silver. That Homestake Ridge trend is coming to the western border of our property. We did a little work on that side of the belt last season. We hit some gold values as well as some copper values in drilling, up to 3% copper. And so we are, in addition to the silver focus, we are also drilling that gold belt.
Sean, it sounds like there's a lot of exploration upside in some of these new target areas that we were talking about, the Torbert Horizon, the Homestake Ridge. So I know that you had mentioned off mic, your team has been doing a lot of work preseason to get prepared for this drill program. What's the bigger methodology here after having some time to digest all the data that your team was doing? What's the larger plan with these greenfield drilling? Do you think that you could bring all of this exploration drilling into a larger resource update? Is that the plan down the road, and then feed that into the to a potential milling situation? Or what's the bigger game plan where growing the ounces would lead to maybe a different kind of mine plan?
Great question. So we have our engineering team that has been constructing conceptual mine plans, stope designs, and looking at advancing the Torbert mine into production. So there's the engineering aspect, and within engineering, you're also looking at road upgrades potentially going underground, doing an underground drill program. So there's the engineering aspect of the program, and then there's exploration. On the exploration side, we've had the resource modelers, we've had the exploration geologists, target generating. So it's been the busiest off season in Dolly's past. We now have the treasury. Instead of relying on consultants, we've done a lot of this in house. We've built up an internal team. So there's a lot of buy in from this team. A lot of focus, a lot of desire, and a lot of alignment with shareholders to go out to make a discovery. And there's a lot of science that supports. There's another Torbert lurking on the property. You know, the drills are ultimately going to be the evidence to let you know if that's going to happen or not. And the exciting part is we've got a catalyst filled summer. You know, the snow was melted in the Golden Triangle. Last season we were the only driller in the camp. This year we've got four neighbors that are going to be active, including one of our shareholders, which is Hecla. So there's a flurry of activity, and our team has worked tirelessly. And, you know, one of the things we talked about offline is, return on investment. Coming from a marketing background, I've focused on, you know, when we go out and we create awareness on the company, we want a return on investment for those advertising dollars. It's no different with the exploration side of it. You know, what is our discovery cost per ounce going to be? We've really challenged our team in terms of their methodology in how many ounces are we going to discover with the amount of money we're spending. So I feel very, very confident with the drilling we're doing around Torbert, and I'm very excited with the drilling around the exploration targets. We've got some really exciting exploration targets we're going to hit this season, and you know, this, you know, despite being a 100-year-old camp that, you know, produced in the 20s, it produced in the 50s. There's new discoveries being made almost every season, new exciting areas being drilled out. And, you know, I encourage your listeners to go to our website to look at our presentation, because we track these, like, you know, 2017, 18, 19, 20. There's new areas that are being found on the property constantly, which is very exciting for a 100-year-old camp.
All right, that wraps up this weekend's show. I hope you all enjoyed it. I really appreciate you all tuning in, and please keep all the emails coming, fleck@kereport.com. Everyone, have a great weekend, and happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.